I'm Jennifer Fuller. A winter weather advisory is in effect for much of the region through 6 o'clock this evening. Many of us will see a wintry mix of precipitation, especially through this morning. As temperatures rise into the mid to upper 30s, we'll see that switch over to rain. Rain is expected to continue overnight tonight as temperatures continue to rise in the overnight hours into the mid 40s. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service in Paducah says it's completed damage surveys from storms last weekend. They found 12 tornadoes touch down, 2 in southeast Missouri, 1 in southern Illinois, and 9 in western Kentucky. The one in southern Illinois was in Ware, in Union County, around 2 o'clock Sunday morning. Large tree branches were snapped, and a large open storage shed was overturned and destroyed. Numerous trees were snapped and uprooted, and roofs were blown off several structures. The 2 in southeast Missouri included 1 in Jackson shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday. The tornado touched down just south of Highway 61 and damaged several businesses when it crossed the highway. One business was destroyed. Interstate 55 was closed for a brief time for debris cleanup. The other occurred in Patton in Ballinger County a little before 1 a.m. A barn and workshop were damaged and a few trees were uprooted there. You can see the web link for more information on all 12 tornadoes. That's at WSIUnews.org. A Murfreesboro man has pleaded guilty and is sentenced for writing a bad check last summer. The Jackson County State's Attorney says 22-year-old Anthony Boedeker was sentenced to 3 years in prison for forgery. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
I'm Dan Klefstad. College campuses in Illinois now have programs aimed at preparing students to work in the cannabis industry. Dana Cronin has more.
Now that recreational cannabis is legal in Illinois, there's a growing demand for skilled workers who are knowledgeable about the industry. And college campuses around the state are stepping up. John Groninger is with the College of Agricultural Sciences at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. He spoke on the 21st show about how cannabis industry officials are looking to standardize the workforce.
They're looking to generate a cadre of managers who understand the plant production side, understand the managing the environment and managing the business as well.
Groninger says for some students, the program involves an internship where they learn to grow the plant. He says it's drawn a lot of student interest. I'm Dana Cronin.
Meanwhile, a coalition of Illinois health departments is drawing attention to the possible negative health effects of recreational marijuana. The group represents 9 health departments across northern Illinois. Dr. Sandra Martell is the public health administrator for Winnebago County. She says people should not use marijuana to self-medicate.
Higher THCs have been associated with short-term problems such as attention, memory, and learning disorders. And depending upon the method and route of ingestion, smoking in and of itself has a harmful risk to the lungs.
Martell says if someone has a medical condition, they should speak with their doctor before using the drug. A new survey of bankers suggests the economy is growing in rural parts of 10 plains and western states. The survey showed the overall index for rural parts of the region improved in January from December. Bankers from Illinois were among those surveyed. I'm Dan Klefstad.